Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples to tell us about some unusual ingredients we can find in Texas jams and jellies.
We know that in the Lone Star State, Tony, we're proud of many items, and we're certainly home to some of the best jam and jelly makers around. And they're actually even getting more and more creative with the flavors they make. Some might call these ingredients exotic because when you see the plants that source these tasty jellies, you might not believe it is actually where it came from.
So what are we talking about here?
Well, Tony, we're actually talking about cacti, and it's a popular source for jam ingredients. We may not think of West Texas pasture as the normal location a sweet jam or jelly would come from, but it's sure a great place to find the right ingredients. There is a prickly pear jelly that's so tasty, it's just hard to imagine. And the name is actually a bit of a misnomer. The fruit that's used is more accurately called a pear apple. There are little red apples that come off the prickly pear cactus.
What do you have to do to fix them?
You know, it's kind of like two porcupines kissing. Very carefully, I think, is the way you approach this. Preparing the jellies is a mix and art and science. The pear apples need to be carefully handled, and the prickly needles, of course, need to be removed before the fleshy meat is prepared. Many of our GoTexan members, like Low Wake Ranch Jelly, make some of the most wonderful jellies you'll ever meet. And to learn more about this, all you need to do is visit our website, gotexan.org.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.